would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
That's what they've all been trying to say. I can't hear myself in the headphones. But the thing's going up, so that's fine. This is the St. John Forward Show. Slightly smoother intro than the last one, but some pump and dance tunes. I love it. It has me ready for the show, and I can't wait so much right now. I wish I could hear myself in the earphones.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Hang on.
I can hear. It's the levels are going up, but earphones.
Yeah, you're all right. So just turn it up a little bit.
Which one's the knob for the turn up of the earphones? This one?
Of the earphones?
Oh, wait. There it is. There it is. I found it. I got it. We're all set. I can hear my own voice.
Turn
now.
Me up, too.
I don't know.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Well, all right. Just so, don't. so much for my smooth intro. Thanks a lot for helping me with the questions I asked you, Arif. It's going to marin it up here and ramble on for 10 minutes about nothing. I don't know. I don't even know what I was going to talk about. You've already been introduced. The Arif is out of the bag.
Yeah, it was terrible. That was a good... I think I'm peaking.
Like I did in high school. Never mind, I'll be
when
here
you
all
were
weekend.
On the football team? Was that your peak?
I don't know. That sounds like something people say. Yeah. I peaked in high school or something like that. Generally, people who tend to think that they peaked in high school are people who, as adults, are impossible to live with.
Yeah,
or to be around.
Like, if you're the type of person that was...
Real
best,
talk! That, real talk!
Yeah, if you're the type of person that high school was the best time of your life, you were probably a bad person. Because I feel like...
I mean, high school wasn't bad, I guess, for me.
Yeah, but to be the... Like, to have a time when you have no money and you live with your parents, theoretically, and you have to go to school.
Yeah.
To have all that happening, but it's... In your life now is somehow even worse than that. It's kind of depressing.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of those people are just sort of lost in the... They just like the idea of... Because everything's easier, right? You know, having those same
people. Yeah, you
people
don't have
to
make any decisions. And
things are not scary.
A bell rings when it's time for you to pee.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't grow up here, so there was...
You didn't?
No, but but high school is just so... The idea of high school is such a... It's strange because it's only after I came here that I realized that it was, you know, it's something people yearn to go back to. I mean, I hated high school because it's basically a boarding school, right? It's an English boarding school that is not...
Do they have, like, movies and stuff about, like, wild high school times?
Yeah, it was called 1984 was the book that was written about.
Missing Your Chance with the hot girl at the dance.
No, there was not.
You didn't watch a lot of those movies growing up.
No, there were a lot of. There was a lot of, you know, guys abusing each other, and also sort of homoerotic. That's not really homoerotic if you give a guy a hand job. So
it's a little bit homoerotic.
I mean, it's pretty erotic. It's not.
Yeah,
you know,
I suppose.
You know, homoerotic would mean that it's, you know. That there's something romantic or... But a lot of that stuff in high school, because it was just a boys' high school, is not... I don't know whether that's... A lot of that, you know, because because it's such a sort of cloistered...
Yeah.
Sexual kind of environment in the Middle East, that a lot of the guys kind of... I guess it was just a release, I mean.
Well,
hey, me included. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not... excluding myself from that. So,
well, just the thought of being a part of some organization, that it's not enough for you to show up and do your thing. You have to have like all these fundraisers to raise to raise money for the school.
Oh my god.
That's right. Didn't even
I really
see
took
it coming.
A left turn.
It's fun drive time here at Local FM.
Why do you say it like that? You're not selling cars.
It says
you can just be normal.
I've got the manual here.
No, just be you.
We got to read the Ten Commandments. Number one, read the manual.
Yeah.
Failed.
Bring up the two tablets.
Give out the pledge number often. 506-648-5925 if you want to donate money to the radio station.
No one's calling.
Be sincere.
No, that's just for you. You're not
be
supposed to
focused.
Read that out.
I'm getting myself. I'm
just
telling
read
people
it in your mind.
I need
can
to
you
tell
not have
people
it in your mind, and then just
no. I can't
be,
just pause and
sincere.
Look at it. That's not very good radio. Oh. Reading a list is good radio. I think I should know.
That's right.
I've got to be positive and thankful. No begging is necessary, RF. We don't need to beg. We
unfortunately
just
for you, your anger, hatred, thanks, sincerity, all sounds as it's all just monitor. St. John forward, coming up some more words. Back, ready to attack. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my name is St. John. John forward of the that is.
There's layers upon layers.
You have a C-3PO cadence to your delivery.
Well, all pitches are valuable, including mine. That's number seven. So, all right. Well, wait.
Well, you should just try
there's all these
scripts.
There's all
be
these scripts. We can't be organic.
You're reading this out like as this is.
But how are people going to know about the programming?
Because
local FM DJs range in age from teenagers to over 80 years old, from all walks of life and backgrounds, Arif. All DJs are volunteering their time to share their ideas, music, and programming with you, the listener. And you, my co-host, Arif Hussein.
Oh, thank you.
That was
you.
Pretty organic, right?
It was great, yeah.
You gotta send
it was
us
really
you
awful.
Gotta send us your money so that you can have more good programming like this.
Where can they do that? They can do
648-5925. You can also donate you can just send a check to the radio station somewhere, and you have to make it out to
100 Tucker Park Road, I think.
I don't know. University of New Brunswick, St. John. Just write that on the envelope and throw it on the ground.
Idiot.
You can Google it.
Just it's
Google
localfm.ca, and they can just hit that PayPal button.
You have to make the check.
How hard
to
is it to?
Hey, some people like to send a check by mail or drop it off in person. Just make it out to local 107.3.
Are people
FM.
Writing checks anymore?
I don't think so.
I've never seen that.
Sometimes I have to pay for something, like if I get my house fixed.
It's part
I'll
of
write
my next
check.
New hour of comedy. What's the matter? Where them checks
What's
go?
What's the deal with checks?
Where them checks go?
What are we checking? Checking to see that I'm all out of money. I'm broke. Because my wife buys shoes all of the time.
Oh, come on. Why'd you have to get misogynist on that?
It's just a statement of fact.
Come on.
I'm not saying that all wives buy shoes.
Everyone knows that John Forward is this famous misogynist of John.
No, that's a falsehood, the shoes thing. My wife just buys a lot of dolls.
And she uses them as shoes.
Monster Highs. She loves it.
Oh, yeah.
We've got
it's normal.
We keep it locked up in the back corner room of the basement. Where
you mean her?
I don't want to talk about it.
Ah. I see. Well, you can't really criticize her because I've seen your collection of dolls, stupid fat man baby.
My collection of
dolls I bet you
pales
play with them,
in
don't
comparison.
You?
Not really.
Yeah, you do.
The most play I got of them was when
Pretend
I set them down in front of the camera on the John Forward show for 5 seconds and said something about them. And
they're your
threw
secret
them aside.
Shame then. You just put them in your little closet.
Well,
you don't want anyone to look at them.
I like the idea of them.
Stop sounding academic. Stop it. I like the idea of them.
Well, let's I don't know. Let's play some music and we'll regroup. We'll come back to this. So,
what a cracking start to your
648-5925 to fund more programming like this, brought to you by DJs of all ages. That's a very important point.
You're really not selling this whole spot. Why can't you just be sincere?
Well, you see, the difference is that.
Tell them about the show at the end.
The level of success to be gained by me turning up, like if this is me at a one on the enthusiasm getting that money dial, even if I turn it up to a John Forward 100, is it really going to get us any more pledges?
It's probably not. Probably not. Not likely.
Anybody that is listening to this show, they're just loving how the lack of energy and
your
effort
monotone,
that I'm putting into this.
Sleep-inducing.
It's yeah, I was going to say something, but I changed my mind.
You were going to say something mean?
No, I was going to say something stupid. I'll tell you off, I'll tell you off mic.
We've already been 20 minutes of that. Remember, what's the show? Plug that show.
Oh, the funding drive. It's a poster on the wall across the room.
You're just reading. You're just saying the thing that's coming into your brain.
There's a show, and there's some bands. Somebody, Jerry Fay, Provincial Cramps, and Right Shitty. This is a show happening somewhere on some date.
On
the door,
Peppers. On
the door is closing. I can't,
on the 29th.
Where does it say
Why are
that?
You so tired already?
Where this does is... it, that's in tiny print. I can't read that from here.
October 29th at Peppers.
That's
Look
why
at your
you're
giant
here,
glasses.
You need to help me out with this stuff.
October 29th at Peppers.
Come see those
funding
bands.
Grant, this is the show that sort of caps off Fun Drive.
Oh, I just got a text.
Stop reading text. No one wants to hear about your stupid text.
It's a fan text. May Wonderful says that Jerry Fay is very good, so come see it.
What useless information. Obviously, she's good. Yes, go see Jerry Fay and Right Shitty and the other band. What's it called? Provincial Camps?
Yes, go see all of them.
At the funding drive on October 29th, which is Friday? Saturday?
I don't know. Me and Arf will be there signing autographs.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we will.
How will we sign
$10
an autograph? No one cares about you or I. Maybe we'll talk about our show.
All right. Well,
all right, then.
Let's play music now. Wait. I got to turn it up. I got to turn it on. Oh, damn it.
Oh, what a terrible shambles.
There it is.
Just what we did, it felt like floating. It felt like floating. Your body was warm when I lay by your side. I said I'm glad I had found you, and I'm glad we're alive. It feels like floating. It seems like. Just hope that I'm wrong. I hope we're floating. I hope we're floating. There's much in the world I don't understand. It just makes much more sense with my hands in your hand. It feels like. Feel
And we are back.
Stop. Make it stop.
That was this one. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to play that song. For more quality programming. So, we are just having a ball here on the St. John Forward radio show. I'm joined by Arif Hussein that we already went over.
Hey!
Like 2.5 minutes ago. But, yeah, we're here and we're getting into it. We're playing some reminiscences about high school and interesting things. And I don't know. I think we should go back to one of these.
Oh, again? Really? I thought we were just doing fine. We were just gonna have a.
Oh, okay.
But okay.
All right.
No,
all
go
right.
Back to your stupid paper. It's your show.
The radio station doesn't need money, then, Arif.
No. No, of course.
They need to listen to more of our content.
No, but they need money, though, right? I mean, it's hard to keep a radio station going. I think, you know, especially in times like this. I think.
Yeah, and they're paying so much money for me to be on the radio as St. John's number two stand-up comedian. It's a fundraiser for my yearly salary. It's no coincidence that it happened on week two. They spent their whole budget on last week's
show. I would like you
show.
To get a yearly kick in the teeth every year. One person of the community.
Can that be one of our show bonuses?
I'm sure
if you donate $5,000, you can give John Forward a kick in the teeth.
What if it's that old French lady that shows up that
my teeth don't discriminate.
No, I'm talking about that lady. Remember
she
from the R bar?
$5,000.
What's that?
She doesn't have $5,000.
She probably have $10 to punch you in the teeth, though.
Yeah, it's not worth $10 to me. That's why you set the limit to $5,000, Arif.
It is hard to keep a radio station. Anyway,
the person that we're talking about. It's I do a show at the R bar the third Saturday every month called No Jokes Barred. It's a fine institution of St. John comedy. It's St. John's longest running monthly comedy room, and the first of what's left. Let's say number one, No Jokes Barred.
Oh my God!
It doesn't matter.
You just
it doesn't matter.
A moment of silence, it. And you just careen into the ground. Your thoughts just
so. So it's at a karaoke bar, and there's this one woman that is there a lot. It died down. She hadn't been there for a long time, but probably for the first year, she was there every single month, just having a terrible time every time, but she keeps coming back. She gets a big glass of red wine, and she stands at the back in the entire show. This isn't funny. Do you think this is funny?
She asked all the comedians, do you think this is funny?
Yeah, just stands at the back. Even if everybody in the room is laughing, such as every time I take the stage, she just isn't having it. And there's a very simple answer to, is this funny? And it is whether or not you make the laugh sound out of your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a... It's a very strange... I love that. I love that aspect of the R bar a little bit. That I love the sort of we've talked about it, the chaos of it.
Yeah, there's always something that happens that you can't predict, and
that if you know really if you make someone laugh in that sort of chaotic place in that pandemonium, that means you somehow earned it. Or at least that's the lie I tell myself so I can sleep at night.
Yeah, no, it's good for that because, I think the R bar is where I bomb the most and most often.
You bomb all the time.
Yeah.
All
it's
the
part
time.
Of the process.
You are a terrible comedian, a terrible person, a bad friend, and
it's true.
I don't know why I'm here. But no, none of that is true, but all of us bomb, though. I mean, we all eat it over there. And when we eat it, it is terrible. It is really...
Especially as the host, or if I'm going up over and over and over again and bombing, and then somebody else comes on and does well, so I can't even blame the audience, and then I come on and they clam right up again.
Yeah, it is.
It's depressing, but it's growth.
The worst part is when you just watch someone get up they'll just get up and then walk to the VLT machines, and then as a joke bombs, you'll just hear the VLT machines going off, the sound of them.
Yeah, we need to create a hip hop beat that as the bass has like a VLT sound. You do that, and then like, is this funny? Is this funny? What? Is this fun? I don't think this is funny. All right, that's enough
good.
Of that.
I like
that's
it.
Great.
Nice beatboxing.
That's awesome.
Yo,
and, yeah, so if you want to throw your money at content like this, you can call us at 648-5925. I think I might be able to figure out how to take a live call without the Hovland boys helping me out.
Yep. We can go to the website as well.
localfm.ca.
They can listen live, but I guess why would they listen live if they're already listening?
Well, they might be listening to this recorded, and they'll know that next time they can listen to it live. So if you're listening to the podcast version of this, you're going to be very confused for years to come about what this fundraiser business is about and how that phone's not connected to anything anymore. But if you're listening to this on the radio or within the vicinity of October 24th, 2016, dating it, nailing it down, send us your money for great programming. And there's something with their equipment. They want an antenna boost or something like that so that more people can hear great content like the St. John Forward Show. Seamless segue.
You didn't do the St. John Backward Show. You didn't call it that.
No, I didn't. I didn't think of that. That's super clever.
No one's ever said that to you, I bet.
34 years old, almost, and I've never heard it one time.
St. John Diagonal Show.
Oh, what? Man. That's...
Wordplay? Oh,
I can't even entertain that as a...
I'm doing the wave. I'm doing the robot. I think that's how... Every time a punchline hits, I should do the robot. I think that's the best way to punctuate a punchline.
Yeah. So, I think... let's play a song... From the show, we're going to play a right shitty song.
That's the name of the band, not a description of the music. Or maybe
it looks like people have played number two, Best Buzz. So we're going to hear that, and we'll be back. And start thinking about how you would compare the average R-Bar show to the Every Comedian in New Brunswick show that we just did on Thursday. We'll talk about that for a little bit after this. Later on in the show, we'll have a classic unearthed archive from the archives of H to the C. Next week is Halloween, so we've got a scary movie review of The Human Centipede 2 with my great aunt Edna Fairweather and her husband Josiah coming up later. And it's going to be something. And anyway, here's the song right now. Let me make sure this is all turned up. I think we're ready. Here it is. Nope.
What happened?
Nope. What's going on? CD player one. Oh, actually, I should probably turn on
the
one that's CD player instead of cassette. Number one, we're not playing cassettes here on the St. John Forward Show. We're lunging into the future, and we've got it.
Yeah. We're fast-forwarding towards Fun Drive by speeding pledges into Hyperactive. With a little donation, we can help keep CFMH afloat. Your hard-earned dollars will help us right now.
What the hell am I looking at? When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now. We're at now now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
How soon?
Soon enough that when you call 648-5925 to speak with your favorite DJ or calling the staff at 648-5667, that's when your pledge will make everything all right.
No, 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 go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
And here we are back on the St. John Forward Show. I'm John Forward. I'm here with Arif Hussein. We're talking about comedy.
With your drive home in the morning. With your light.
You should have introed yourself like the radio lady from Warriors.
Hey, boppers.
You want to listen to the... I don't know what to say. I'd have to have
good,
a script.
Good, nice improv, John.
I know.
Hey, boppers. Yeah. All you streetwalkers, here's a message for the Warriors out in Coney Island. This next song's for you. This one's a message from Gramercy.
You know, she's a...
Arif's been working on this impression for weeks. He just laid a trap because he knew that I would blow it. And then he'd just swoop in and steal my thunder.
That's not true. You don't remember the movie?
No, I know it.
You remember?
I know what it is. I also know that you've been doing that in the mirror for the past 2 weeks.
Was it that obvious?
I just scream it.
Hey there, poppers. All you streetwalkers.
I'll create a custom station ID, and with you doing that voice, that'll play throughout the show. We'll do that. Let's give you one now, and I'll cut it back out later, and I'll give me a good solid take.
Hey there, poppers. All you streetwalkers. This one's a message for the Warriors out in Coney Island. You know who you are.
I think that's... I'm making her sound more like Edward... You could
have changed the Warriors to something relevant to, like, fine-tune it to St.
Oh,
John
you mean
Forward.
Improv and you use creativity? No, I'm not. Yeah, yeah. I'm no good. You know I'm not good at any of that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things you're not good at...
You better not say...
So,
not adorable.
We just had the biggest show of our lives. 800 people at my old high school stage at St. John High last Thursday. It was called Every Comedian in New Brunswick. It was most of the comedians in New Brunswick. I think we had 36 that performed. We all did 3-minute sets. What was your experience of that, Arif?
Well, it was, Well, thank you for
asking. Especially compared to, like, the R-Bar. We were talking about, like, the down and dirty chaos. This was a much more controlled setting, so...
Yeah, I mean, everyone there was, as you know, I mean, we were all... First of all, it was great to hang out with all of the comics.
Yeah, that's always the best part. We have to put up with entertaining a bunch of idiots in the audience, but we just want to hang out.
You mean at the R-Bar?
At every show.
I mean, really, at most of every show around here. But that's okay. I mean, the people... But, yeah, it was good to hang out with a lot of the comics. But having that large of a gathering of comics backstage, it's basically... It's just a mental hospital. And I don't mean that, hey, we're just crazy, man. We're just crazy wild. No, it is genuinely a...
Did you have any tense
crazy
interactions with anybody?
Well, there was the crazy person who got on top of a stack of tables and then had the whole stack of tables come tumbling down on top of him.
Yeah,
and we all just sort of watched there. I don't know what happened to him.
It was like a sitcom where, like, the nerdy, awkward guy, like, tries to casually lean on something, and, like, it's like a screech from Saved by the Bell moment, and this stack of tables just tumble down, and everybody looked over, and he's just standing there alone.
But he's not
his
a
shoulders.
Nerdy, awkward guy. He's a
I know, but that's,
dude,
that scene
a grown
usually
man
happens
who's on a lot
to,
of cocaine.
Right. Yeah, but that scene usually happens to the nerd on the
that's
like,
right.
on the 90s high school show.
Yeah,
you know, did you watch Saved by the Bell back home? Did that make it across the ocean?
Of course I watched Saved by the Bell. You animal?
You know that Screech is in jail now? He murdered someone or he killed... Or he had,
I'm not surprised. I've heard he's been off the rails and has complained. I think he wrote a book like trash talking everybody else on the cast.
Get a hot gossip top of Saved by the Bell. But yeah, no, to answer your question, yeah, it was... It's really just a But the the thing is that it was so... You know, there were so many people. I think a lot of the comic... And deservedly, as myself as well, was... quite nervous to get on there, so there was a lot of you know, nervous anxiety, people just pacing back and forth, just
there's the mix of some people that are just going over their set over and over and over again wanting to do it, and there's people
popping
just...
edible after edible in the back.
And then there's the people that want to socialize, and they just go out and they do their thing, and
it was a hot crowd though. 900 people, they were all, it seemed like as though everyone did well. And
yeah.
Which means that, you know, it had nothing to do with any of the comics. You know, it must have just been, you know, the audience. That's what my sense is. When everyone does extremely well, that means everyone, you know, the audience is just a good audience. They were very receptive.
In an audience that big, it's easier. Like, even if you just get a pocket of laughs, it kind of spreads out. And I don't know. And people are going there expecting to laugh, so.
I think so, yeah.
So it's not like the R bar where you get a laugh and you know that it's good. Like I didn't see a lot of people get like a big laugh for a terrible joke. I saw people get a smattering of laughs for a terrible
joke.
You
had a few in there.
Yeah. I had two applause breaks in those 3 minutes.
No, that's what I mean. You got two applause breaks for terrible jokes.
Yeah. The first applause break was when I took a bite out of a cheeseburger.
That you left on stage for the next comic. Yeah. What an animal.
I left it on stage to be thematically appropriate. It didn't have anything to do with who was on after me. That's how it ends.
It was a very good set, man. You did great.
Thank you.
It was a.
And I hope I wasn't too hard on you about your set afterwards.
Of course not. You were being honest. You're right. You were absolutely right.
Like, I don't think it was as bad as I may have made it sound.
No, I think you were right about it, though.
Well, I was trying to. Like, I've heard people say that.
I don't judge anyone's opinion. I do
it less than some people, but I've been told like that I'll sometimes say, like, good set, man, when they don't think it is. If I say that, I mean I liked the set, not necessarily that it went well.
No, I think it matters who it comes from. I think it matters who the feedback comes from. I mean, if you thought that if something is wrong, I would hope that you would tell me.
That's what I thought. But you looked, when I said it, just kind of your jaw dropped a little bit.
Oh, come on, my jaw didn't drop, you ass.
A little bit.
Did it really?
I don't know. It seemed like a moment of like, oh.
No, I think maybe at the time I was, you had confirmed what I had already thought.
And that's what I thought. And then right, like directly after I finished saying that, somebody else told you the exact opposite of what I said. So I don't know.
I mean, it's just, weird. It doesn't, you know.
No, but it's good. There was some stuff like that you obviously know. You don't need me to tell you, like the when nobody knew who Dalsim or Cal Penn were. That's a good joke, but not for that audience, as we found out. But you had your biggest laugh, I think, was when you made fun of Mullinger and you did your little dance and did the hello. That was good.
That came out of nowhere for some reason.
Yeah, no, that's.
I told him about it later. He seemed to have a sense of humor about it anyway.
And when he asked if anyone there thought that you were the heart surgeon, I heard a woman like 10 feet in front of me be like, I did. So
it's a kind of a hack line, and I'm going to have to bury it eventually. But
a show with 800 people in high school, you got to. There's got to be some hack lines to get the... You got to beat those laughs out of those people.
A little bit just felt as though we were just, you know, doing two-minute magic tricks and then buggering off, you know? Yeah. Which I suppose it's fine. I mean, I don't mind. Well, I guess afterwards, a guy, a reporter, I was talking with James and we were sitting out back and he said something. And we were just talking about bits and then this guy just asked me out of nowhere, hey, just do you want to do that bit of yours? Just out in public. And for some reason, I just snapped at him. I just really snapped at him. I was like, I'm not your dancing monkey and, you know, whatever.
Most people would have that thought. They might not say it, but...
What's that?
Well, nobody likes the, like, hey, you're a comedian, tell us a joke.
I don't mind. I mean, but the thing is that he's also right in that, you know, I am... I'm not, first of all, a full-time... You know, we've had this argument before, but I'm not a... I'm just an open micer, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I write some jokes, but anyway, so I did it, and I just felt like maybe I shouldn't have been. I felt bad that I should have just done the thing for him and made him happy, or you know, just told him the joke that I did rather than snap at him.
If you
about
weren't
it.
Into it, how do you think it would have come out? It wouldn't have been funny. You would have said it with disdain, probably. Well, yeah. That might work for you.
Yeah, that's the feeling that I get exactly from my comp. People tell me that I just get. I look like I've.
The main
of some sort.
Feedback I think I gave you was that you seemed very nervous and you
of
were
course,
surprised
I
that I caught it. But
I was very surprised.
It's well, you're at your best when you're at your most confident, and it's very apparent when I've seen you as often as I have when that's a little bit less than it should be.
Yeah,
I don't know if if you said nobody else told you that,
no one else
noticed.
Well, you must have. You would have noticed it only because you know me.
Know each other intimately.
Deep.
On the St. John Forward Show. Sit on your subwoofer.
Quiet. No.
So, but how do you feel about, like, what did you learn? Hmm? Any lessons? Are you growing as a comedian because of your, that's the first time you've had a big audience. How does it feel?
Good. I think because it's more of a showcase. I don't really consider it much of an opportunity for me. I think I win for me. It's good that, you know, people laughed and, you know, I don't consider it my own doing that they laughed. I think a lot of it was just momentum building.
Yeah.
You know, they had been revved up for it for all of the, 30 comedians that went up before me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe it's also my poor, you know, lack of self-worth and bad self-esteem issues that I have, but, you know, take that into account as well.
It's fun. Like, even though it's not as hard to get the laugh, it's still reassuring that, like, there were some people that straight up bombed. And
yes.
To know that you can do it if the circumstances are right, even if not every joke that you did landed, there was enough that, like, you, I don't know, you must have felt good about it and that you're
I
not,
did, yeah,
you're not completely worthless as a comedian.
No, I mean, I feel like worthless all the time anyway, but just not as a, I mean, as a comic is, you know, this was a brief point of light in an otherwise gray,
gray
future.
And like, for me, I've done shows for not that big of an audience, but that type of audience, just that kind of wide swath of a demographic that aren't like super hardcore like comedy nerds, and I usually do better than I would think for those people. And I don't know, it's fun. I was talking to Marty D before the show. He was just like, it was very low stakes for him because with that many people on and just doing 3 minutes, like if you do bad, they're going to forget all about it. If you do good, they're going to forget all about it. That's a little bit more cynical than I was. I feel like they'll probably remember the cheeseburger guy.
They'll
probably remember the brown guy. They'll probably remember Hovland because that was ridiculous. And like, I think there is a way, even in a show that big, to stand out and make an impression.
Yeah, no, I think it genuinely, it feels, there's unlike anything, you know, getting a laugh from an audience. I don't think that there's any feeling like that.
Yeah.
In the world. I think, you know, I was having an argument with that same journalist about whether or not, and we've had this same thing about whether or not, you know, stand-up is an art or not. And I think, you know, I don't think it is, and I think, you know, it's mostly a craft. But, you know, if one insists that it is, I think it might be the best one because it's the closest one that there is to justice. I mean, it's the, you know, there's that old Colin Quinn thing, right? Because it genuinely feels as though you deserve the thing, the reaction that you got. You know, that interaction is, I don't know whether it's matched in any other.
Yeah, well, it's just validation to hear the laugh. And even if I wanted to know whether or not I made that impression.
Well, we really turned this into the Marin part. Yeah. it really went down Marin territory. We started off as Morning Zoo and then ended into like Marin, and eventually just going to turn into Democracy Now or something.
Well, was just saying you can, and we'll wrap up on this. But just during the intermission and like afterwards, I was shamelessly making my way through the masses of the audience, yeah. just pretending to like look at my phone, just so people were like, "Hey, man, I really loved your set," and I got a few of them. So that was
yeah,
good. Yeah,
that's good.
My,
man.
My shamelessness paid off. I got like a half dozen people that stopped me and said, "Like, good job."
I had a complete stranger to come up to me in the market the other day and say this.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was, or this old dude, he came up to me and he, "Hey, so are you working or is that a whole thing?" He thought that the whole thing about me working in a, me fixing computers was a it's part of my act.
He thought you were on tour?
Yeah.
I had one of those when I did in Portland, one of the other comedians that was like also in visiting in town from Spokane thought that I was like on tour or something. Like, nope, I'm just not making
the traveling middle manager.
Yeah, but you like to make friends with the audience, and you like to make friends with your radio station too, and you can get yourself local FM's friend card to prove your allegiance, and it costs $20. You donate it to local FM during our fund drive. You can call right now, 648-5925, and you can get your local friends card. It gives you discounts on at Port City Royal, Taco Pica, Heartbreak Boutique, Backstreet Records, Real Food Connections, and it's good until next November. So call in, go on the website, send us a check, and prove your friendship to local FM 107.3.
Why'd you use the word allegiance? Did you just come up with that, or did that just say that in the thing?
I don't know.
Why'd you say allegiance? It's not a cult.
I don't know.
It's not a...
Just to prove, so that, it's not ISIS. Like, in the back corner.
Prove the allegiance to the caliphate.
All right. Well,
sorry.
Let's,
I had to do some sort of ethnic thing.
Time. This thing is long. It's like 14 minutes. All
right. What?
Well, we're going to hear that movie review.
Okay.
To close out the show, we'll probably come on to say goodbye for the last couple of minutes. But there's a movie review by my great aunt Edna. This one's a little unusual because they're kidnapped by a madman. That doesn't usually happen. But anyway, here it is. H to the C, Parents on Film, on the St. John Forward Show. Parents on Film.
You sit there. You sit there. And what do you want from us? You're going to do the movie that I want to do. You guys are doing it wrong. You keep doing it wrong. Got to do good movies.
What? You want us to do the parents on film?
Supposed to be parents on film, and you never do parents. So, you was sending me to watch this.
Do a movie review.
What's it about?
What movie is it?
Human Centipede 2. What is it about? Tell the people.
I've never heard of that movie.
Are you telling me you don't know what Human Centipede 2 is?
Is it the movie? Human Centipede? Josiah, do you know that one?
No, I've never heard of it. It sounds like a science fiction movie or something.
It is not a science fiction movie!
Is it about a giant man with 100 feet?
Think about it.
It's a man who gets turned into a centipede, right? That's science fiction.
How can you call this show a parents on film if you don't know about Human Centipede 2?
I don't know what the movie is about. I'm sorry.
All right. First of all, tell everybody who you are. We're not starting right. Start right.
I'm sorry. Listen,
mister, please let us go. You're scaring my wife.
This is Edna Fairweather.
There is no crying on Parents on Film. No crying. No crying.
Edna Fairweather.
And Josiah Fairweather.
Parents on Film. We watch the movies and...
Listen, mister, my wife's getting upset. If I was 40 years younger, I would kick your fucking ass.
There's no swearing on Parents on Film. It's for kids. Don't make me angry.
Read. All right, Edna. Let's just do what he says.
Read it now.
Martin is a mentally disturbed loner who lives with his mother in a bleak housing project. He works a night shift as a security guard in an equally grim and forbidding underground parking complex to... all of it?
Hera, now give it to me! Fetishizing the meticulous...
Stop it! I don't like all these words.
Okay, if we watch your movie, will you leave us alone?
Let's just watch the movie and get this over with.
You have to review it afterwards.
Yes, let's just get this over with. Put on the movie.
Okay.
Hey, I don't get up time wasting you. I've got a dozen people waiting to look at this place. Hey, come on, let's get this lease signed, eh?
The human centipede for secrets.
Martin, I'm here today because your mother is very worried about you.
He keeps on talking about a centipede. With 12 people. What does that mean?
The centipede can be considered a phallic symbol. Centipedes are very aggressive creatures.
Yeah, please!
Their bite can be very painful.
What are you looking at?
Maybe he's connecting the pain that a centipede inflicts with the psychological and sexual abuse inflicted on him by his father. There's nothing to worry about. I'm sure it's just a passing phase. Hmm?
What is this? 100% medically accurate? One digestive system? Is this a perverted film you've been talking about?
This isn't right, Martin. What you're doing is wrong.
It's a film! Are you even sending me to film?
Time to talk about the movie.
Why did you make us watch this movie?
First of all, did you like it?
That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
You shouldn't say things like that about the movie. Don't say things like that about the movie!
That was...
It's okay, Edna. It's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay. It's... Martin...
Why didn't you like the movie?
It was yuck.
But the main character Martin was good.
He was good. He was an awful man.
He was a terrible character. I hated this movie.
His eyes, and he's all
his belly.
He did such a good job. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't want to be a human centipede. Not even with you, Josiah.
There, please, sir, don't turn us into human centipedes. Now that we know what that is, it's horrible. Horrible.
Oh, it's no.
Talk about the choice to use a black and white camera. Talk about it now.
It's black. it was black and white, so we couldn't see the blood as much.
It was a good choice.
Oh,
because we couldn't see the blood and the poops.
Color.
I don't think I'll ever be able to sleep in black and white. Color would have been unthinkable, sir.
Josiah, why did we drink the bottle of wine to us, sir?
Why are you doing this?
Why did we drink the wine?
I wanted to talk about that. I'm so disappointed. I come here to do Paraton Film with you guys, and you've been drinking. That's not family fun time. This is supposed to be about families and fathers and families. Talk about the pictures. Talk about the way the movie was filmed. Do it now.
The movie was filmed by horrible, gross people.
I agree, sick, twisted people.
They sewed their bums to their mouths. And
it was horrible.
There was poops. And,
it was horrible. It's okay. They're there. Mister, why are you doing this to us?
Because I listened to your show, and you're supposed to do Parents on Film, and you haven't gotten it right even once. Not even once. Get it right.
This movie is not for families. It's not for anyone. It's not for humans. It's not for rocks.
But it was disturbingly horrible in its content.
But don't you think the main actor was doing something good? He was doing something incredible.
He was horrible.
What he was doing. Such talent. I want to try it myself. Don't you understand?
The things he did, they made me sick.
Just because you look like the man in the movie doesn't mean you want to. So you don't want a human centipede us.
I haven't been sick like that since Korea.
If somebody gave me a chance, I would do that.
Nobody will give me a chance. I won't drink any more wine ever again.
No more half glasses of wine on Saturday nights. Sir, will you please let us go?
You're not done talking about the movie. How can I let you go?
Okay.
Was there anything that you liked about this movie? Anything?
No.
This movie had no redeeming qualities at all.
Would you recommend it for family and children?
No, never. I wish you didn't show it to us. I wish you didn't force us to watch it, sir.
I don't understand why you don't see why you had to watch this movie. It's the only one.
He spent some time with his mom before he killed her, and that was almost nice. And he feeds his pet centipede, the real centipede, not the bum mouth centipede.
I guess he got punished a little bit at the end. So it wasn't really even.
Can we go? Can you untie me?
We've humored you. We've done a review for you. My wife is very upset.
We haven't talked about the most important thing yet. Why aren't you talking about the important things? Your show is called Parents on Film. You haven't talked about my father even once.
Who is your father, sir?
Who is your father?
The man is my father.
The centipede man?
The man that sewed people's mouths to other people's bums?
Yes, of course! That's what this is about!
He's your father? The actor is your father in this terrible movie?
Yes, and I am going to be an actor as well. I will be an actor.
You want to be in movies like this, son?
They're not. You can't go in a movie after a human centipede, a poor defenseless senior citizen.
No. I don't want to be in movies like this. I did not care for this movie.
Sir, these movies come from the devil.
This was an awful movie.
This is... What? Then why?
Why are you doing this to us?
Because my father is in it, and this is Parents on Film, and you guys never get it right! What is this?
Don't kick the door in!
Inspector Marchambeau, at your service!
Josiah! You knocked my husband down on the floor!
What? This is your husband? I did not apprehend the criminal.
He's the criminal. Do something.
Oh, Marcel, take this.
No.
Bertin Marchambeau never loses a case.
Don't you have to read him his rights or something? He doesn't have a gun. We thought he was going to turn us into a human centipede, but he just wanted us to watch his daddy's movie.
He gave up his rights when he subjected people to this torture. It is over. I have saved the day.
I had an audition in 2.5 men tomorrow.
Wait, what was your name, sir?
Marchambeau.
Guimauve?
Francine?
No.
Louise?
No.
Ah, Faith.
No.
Edna?
You remembered me!
Edna! It has been such a long time.
Josiah was away at the war.
I am so sorry that I had to leave. I had the important case.
Well, Guimauve, it's nice to see you, and thank you for saving us. But I need to tend to my husband. Can you clean up this man's bleeding all over my rug?
And so I lose you again. Sacre bleu, sale putain! Il faut que j'échappe. I thank you, and I'm glad to have been of service.
And there we are, a piece of classic H to the C history. We're running out of time quick here on the St. John Forward Show.
How much time we got?
It's 9:59 according to the clock. So
right on the money.
RF and I have a show coming up. I'll be at Chuckles this weekend opening for Scott Belford. Trevor Mucksworthy's going to be hosting that. Chuckles in Parkway. There's posters all over the place. Look up Shane Ogden on Facebook. And RF and I will be at O'Leary's on November 4th for the No Jokes Bar Deluxe Anniversary.
Yeah. And I have O'Leary's. A podcast, my podcast. Talk a Park Road on SoundCloud.
Look for that. I don't have time to get into it, but all the shows and stuff in this episode and others will be on johnforward.com.
Oh, and plug the...
You should donate more money to the radio station. Call 648-5925 for the next 15 seconds, and there'll be somebody there to answer the phone. Other than that, go to the website, localfm.ca, and you can donate with PayPal. You can drop off a check here. And get your friend card.